Joseph, the way maker, the miracle worker, the healer himself. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We bow before you. We exalt you, Jesus. We glorify you, Son of the living God. We magnify you, Rock of Ages. We bless you, that glory and the lifter up of our head. Our sufficiency, our Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the first and the last. We worship you. We magnify you above all else. You are the head over all principalities and powers. Blessed be your name, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We honor you, our King. We bless you, our Savior. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, glorify yourself, even as your word comes forth. Bless every life. Let there be impartation for supernatural advancement. Thank you, awesome Redeemer. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And amen. Please be seated and welcome your neighbor to church, to your right, to your left. Say you are welcome to supernatural advancement. You are welcome to supernatural advancement. Hallelujah. The text has been read to our hearing from Philippians chapter 3. Verses 1 to 14, the message is in your booklet. I want to encourage you, keep all this, have an archive where you keep all these materials, file them properly. I know if nobody is doing that, Paeyo is doing that for the church, but it's good that we all do. They are materials that will help you keep you going, especially as we press on this year. We did one for the vigil. One of those messages is lifted into this one this morning. This Saturday, we are still going to produce another material for the workers' retreat. They are all compendium. So please do well to keep all of them. Let's make good use of what God is giving to us. Praise the Lord. The fasting and prayer starts when? Somebody says, is it today? That means that person is not fasting. Let me tell your neighbor to your right, to your left, say fasting and prayer has started. Ask your neighbor how many days. 21 days only. I think you should put only behind. Let me tell your neighbor, it's 21 days only. Amen. Who are the people that are exempted? Pregnant mothers. No pregnant father. Only pregnant women. Okay, senior citizens, except they choose to fast, except they choose on their own to fast, we release them with joy. You have fasted enough. It's our turn. But if you feel led to join in the fast, no problem. Praise God. Actually, I will encourage pregnant mothers to even fast. At least fast half day. That's good. Amen. So those are the ones that are exempted. So if you're not in any of those categories, you're welcome on board. Amen. This is not time to disappear. If you disappear 21 days, you come back and meet all of us still alive. And we'll have left you behind, 30. We have advanced. You know what fasting does? Every fasting you do push you forward. It advances you. So I encourage you, don't miss this opportunity, especially with the word that God is sending our way. Some are also worried. Are we going to be coming to church every day with this fuel challenge and on and on? For this week, we will come every day. Next week, we're going to have the service mostly virtually, apart from Wednesday, which is our regular service. Then the last week of the fasting again, we're going to come back. I'm going to hit the ground running as we round up the fast. The Lord will provide for all of us. He will supply all that is required for you to be on the mountaintop. And when we are joining online, please, let's give it the sacredness and the reverence that it requires. Don't join online service during the fasting and prayer, and you are cooking beans in the kitchen or boiling meat, so you are shuttling between kitchen and the prayer place. That is irreverence, and God will not be happy. Let's honor the Lord wherever we are, and we are doing that to the glory of God. This weekend, the night of prophetic blessing is coming in as part of the fasting and prayer, and we had a beautiful session last Friday. This Friday, again, we're going to be having a glorious session. Our guest minister will also stay back for the workers' retreat to the glory of God. And on Sunday, also stay back to minister to us. We want to tap as much as possible from that line. All church workers, please be around on Saturday. And when we're talking about church workers, actually, every one of us is supposed to be a church worker. If you're in IBC and you're not working, you're not doing anything in the church, this year you need to repent. Find a place where you can serve God with your talent. Serve God with the gifts that God has given to you. The church needs you, and God also needs you. The new service arrangement was announced as agreed in our church in conference. By February, we are transiting to a new service arrangement, which we trust will become permanent. We did that with the understanding that we want to make sure that every worshiper is given an opportunity not to miss service. So we're going to be moving to the two service formats strictly. 7 a.m. we'll be having the morning prayers, the pre-worship prayers. By 7:30, the first service will start for 1 hour, 7:30 to 8:30. Okay, those who want it sharp, finish and go. 7:30 to 8:30. Then the rest of us, which is more or less the permanent service, is going to be from after the Sunday school. Sunday school will be from 8:30 to 9:30. And from 9:30 to 11:30, 12, we move to the second service. So be praying as to which one the Lord wants you to be part of. In the first service, we're going to be accommodating so many things. It's going to be strictly the word, music, ministration, and communion. We'll not take Thanksgiving in the first service. We'll not take child dedication in the first service. We'll not take birthday, whatever, in the first service. We want to restrict ourselves. That 1 hour, we finish and we go. So please take note of all of this, and the Lord will help us greatly in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Essentials for supernatural advancement. Essentials. for supernatural advancement. I think that should be on page 2. I will also encourage you, write your name and your phone number on your booklet in case you misplace it. It can get back to you. Also, write your prayer points after service today. Write your prayer points at the back. There's space for prayer points on page 57. Write your prayer points for the year. Write it there. And we shall be praying over them as we press on. Essentials for supernatural advancement. Praise the Lord. That's what we want to look at this morning and continue next week by the grace of God. I don't see us taking the entire piece this morning. So we just look at the first 2 points and then continue through this season of fasting and prayer. When we talk about essential, what does it mean? Essential has to do with basic, crucial. What are the crucial requirements? Basic requirements. We have been taught that for every promise of God, there's a premise. For every what? Every promise of God, there's what? There's a premise. So that means I can only obtain the promise if I fulfill the premise, if I fulfill the condition for the promise, then I can obtain it. So God has promised us. God has offered us supernatural advancement as individuals, as families, as a church, even as a nation. But this can only come to pass if we fulfill the essentials. So this morning, we want to look at the Word of God to see some of the essentials. So from the passage read to us earlier, we have a number of essentials to supernatural advancement. And the first one we are going to be talking about is the need for all of us to possess the right attitude. We need to possess what? The right attitude. Some of us have bad attitudes. We have grown with such attitudes that they have become our second nature. Paul admonished the saints in Philippians to adopt the attitude of rejoicing. Paul told them to rejoice in the Lord. And this instruction is repeated severally in the book of Philippians. And I ask myself, how can somebody that is in the prison, somebody that is in jail, incarcerated, somebody whose freedom has been restricted, someone under lock and key who seemingly supposed to be mourning and be gloomy, will be the one writing those who are outside to do what? To rejoice, to be glad. They see that's an attitude Paul has come to learn of Christ. That as a child of God, regardless of our situation, regardless of our circumstance, wherever you find yourself, this must be our disposition. Look at what he said in that Philippians 3 verse 1a. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. So you're asking, why will I rejoice? What's the basis for rejoicing? When I couldn't pay school fees, When landlord is harassing me and is about to push me out, when my job is being threatened, when my health is failing, Pastor, how do I rejoice? Like I just said, the man who wrote this by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he himself was in a worse situation. He was under lock and key. His life was hanging on the balance. In fact, there was no hope in sight that Paul was going to come out of this experience. He was to be fed to the lions. And yet, somebody awaiting death can write to those who are alive on the outside of the prison, say, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. I need to say up front, people that will experience supernatural advancement in the year 2024 are those who maintain attitude of joy, positive attitude of joy. Regardless of what is confronting you, you don't lose your joy. Why? He said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Once you lose your joy, you have lost strength. And a number of things will begin to happen. God bless COP for those inspired praises we had this morning. I have joy. Joy, joy, joy. When I was just watching, what's his name again? Victor. I said, is it marriage that is giving him joy? Oh, what? Because since this marriage thing has started, I don't know whether you have observed that Victor has advanced. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. God bless you. We never compared notes, but that's how the Holy Spirit works. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord. We used to sing this song those days growing up. I think it was one revival service that the Reverend Liz taught us. Rejoice in the Lord, always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice, 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 and again I say rejoice, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Can you hear me sing that to your neighbor now? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, always. We don't have any drama. Rejoice, 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 and again I say rejoice, 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 and again I say rejoice, rejoice in the Lord, always, and again I say rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Attitudes of rejoicing is expected of a child of God, irrespective of your condition. To rejoice is to be joyful, is to be happy, is to be glad, to be elated, to be ecstatic. What is the opposite of rejoicing? To be sad, to mourn. What's the opposite of rejoicing? To mourn, to lament. So of the two options, which one is your choice for 2024? Let me tell your neighbor your choice. Announce your choice to your neighbor. My choice is to rejoice this year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, somebody didn't announce his choice. I think you should do that again. Announce your choice to your neighbor. My choice in 2024 is to rejoice and not to lament, not to mourn. Hallelujah. This year, you will not lament. This year, you will not mourn. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will cause you to rejoice. Amen. Let's read some scriptures because this is also tied to our health. The state of your heart is tied to your health. People that are always wearing mournful look, sad faces, they are always going around as if they are the one carrying the whole world on their shoulder. They hardly smile. Look at your neighbor and give your neighbor a smile, a powerful smile, not artificial smile, not a dry smile. Just give him one powerful one. Let it flow from inside. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Only people who have positive attitude will advance. So let's quickly look at these scriptures. Proverbs 13:12. You know, some years ago, and I'm not sure I've shared this in the church. I'm still waiting for an opportunity to share, but some of us knew that I had stroke. And I came with that challenge. I resumed with that challenge in IBC. And one of the challenges it brought is that at a point in my life, my face was just blurred. Even when I'm smiling because of the stroke, you can't see smile. So one day I visited Dr. Ishola in Ogbomosho and he noticed it and said, "Shegun, come." And he started reading this scripture I want to read to you. And I cultivated deliberately an attitude of thanksgiving, an attitude of joy. I will spend 30 minutes, 1 hour just thanking God. Just giving God praise. Just blessing the name of the Lord. After all, there are others who had stroke who didn't survive it. There are others who had stroke and they are deformed. They can't carry one leg. They can't carry one hand. They can't talk. They can't do anything. But me, I can still talk. I can still move around. So I say, God, I bless your name. I give you praise. By the time I started doing that consistently, I see the healing virtue flowing. I see God at work. Except I'm telling you this morning, you will never know that. Pastors know, few people in the church knew that God healed me of stroke. Hallelujah. 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 Can you shout a better hallelujah this morning? Let's read the word of God. It's a healing and miracle service. Some people are already getting healed. Some of you have growth in your body. Whichever part of your body, it is disappearing. Somebody had challenge with your skin problem. You have done all kinds of tests. Medication is not going. By the end of this service, you discover that the thing has vanished. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. So, media, you will move very fast for us. So, hope deferred makes the heart what? Sick. But a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. So, because bro didn't come last year, so he didn't marry last year. So you're not carrying That alone is enough to drive bro away. Eh? Sisters, those of you that want to get married this year, let me tell you one secret. Attitude of joy. Attitude of joy. Just trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Attitude of joy. It takes joy to become pregnant. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It takes what? Joy to become what? Pregnant, whether with baby or be pregnant with ideas for your business. Can you give us this scripture and message? How did message put it? Did you see this one? Unrelenting disappointment leaves you at sick. Are you suffering unrelenting disappointment? You know what unrelenting disappointment is? Disappointment that refuses to leave you everywhere you go. What is following the person? Disappointment, disappointment, disappointment at every corner. It makes the heart sick. But a sudden what? Let me read it. A sudden what? Good break. Good break. Sudden good break. Somebody will experience sudden good break beginning from this week. If you are that person, shout a better amen. Sudden good break. Breakthrough. Break forth. Hallelujah. Proverbs 14 verse 30. Proverbs 14 verse 30. A heart at peace. What does it give to the body? What does it give to the body? Oh? Life. Some of us, the reason actually why that sickness has persisted is because your heart is not at peace. Anxiety. You think you get anxious over everything. Even for the food. God has provided the food. You are still anxious as to how to eat it. A heart at peace. This year, what will it give to your body? Give life. Let me tell you, there's nothing that is coming from wherever, from the sky, that will not come down. Are you hearing me? Whatever the problem is, Jesus said, why worry? That cannot add a cubit to your height. So it now becomes Sister War, Sister War. Unfortunately, if you now marry Brother Worry, Sister War, marry Brother Worry, all their children will become what? Worry, worry. So that house will be filled with worry, anxiety. This day, I'm trusting God, some of us will be delivered from BP drugs. God will set you free. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will sleep where you want to sleep. See, me, I can sleep. Sometimes I just say, God, I want 5 minutes sleep. Just 5 minutes sleep. Let that 5 minutes sleep be like 6 hours sleep. I just close my eyes, ready to sleep, and I just sleep. And when I wake up like this, I'm fresh. It's like 6 hours. So sleep is not my master. He said, he giveth his beloved sleep. I'm not saying you should sleep in the church now. Let me tell your neighbor, not inside the church. Don't sleep now. Hallelujah. Let's read Proverbs 15, 13. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13. A happy heart makes the face cheerful. But what? Heartache. What does it do to the spirit? It crushes the spirit. And that is the center of our existence. Once your spirit man is crushed, it's a problem. But a cheerful heart makes the face to shine. Please, can you look at your neighbor's face again? Look at your neighbor's face. Look at your neighbor's face. Is your neighbor's face cheerful? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say, look at your neighbor's face again. Look at your neighbor's face. You have permission to look at your neighbor's face. Look at your neighbor's face. I hope husband and wife are sitting in church together. Apart from our deacons that are serving. If you are not sitting by your wife or husband, I wish you are sitting by your husband, your wife, in this service. Because some who came to church frowning this morning, because somebody came late, didn't enter the car on time, and there was fight in the car on the way to church. They need to smile over that matter. Hallelujah. She's thanking me. Say, thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, what Paul is telling us in Psalm is that joy is therapeutic. In the office, those of us who are ogas here, let the office environment be lively. Bring in attitude of joy, attitude of rejoicing. Let it not be every time, everywhere is tense. Once they hear that a guy is coming like this from the window and they saw you, you have not even entered lift, going to the 15th floor. Everybody don't sit up. Say, it's coming. The diagram is coming. See, you want productivity to increase in your place of work, in your business this year. Introduce joy. Maybe you can create maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes in the office time for joy. Just gather everybody together and say, let's celebrate. They say, celebrate what? That we are alive now. See your tie. See your ghillie. Those who wear ghillie to office. Celebrate joy. Celebrate life. Supernatural advancement, God is telling us from his word. My brothers, my sisters, rejoice in the Lord. So as I begin to operate with this word of truth, I saw healing breaking forth in my life. You know, at the early stage when I had that challenge, it was strange. My church brethren couldn't understand. They couldn't manage the situation. They didn't know how to manage it. So what they did, mistakenly in error, was to announce in the church, nobody should go and visit pastor. Nobody should go near his house. So once my wife goes to work in the morning, I'm alone in the house. Nobody to talk to. Except I will talk to television or radio. One day I broke down and I wept. And I said, so this is all that life is all about. Nobody around. Eventually we have to change that. You see, management of people that have such challenge requires people around who brings joy on the table. That I thank God today that I can live to testify to that. Proverbs 17, verse 22. Proverbs 17, verse 22. I think this is the last one we're going to read. And if you didn't follow all that we have read, follow this one. Underline it in your Bible. Can we all read it together? A merry heart does good like medicine. But a broken spirit, what does it do? It dries the bones. He said, I don't know where I'm just getting leaning. I'm not like this. Why am I leaning like this? Check. It could be that Mr. Joy has dried up in your life. You've not seen reason to celebrate God, celebrate His faithfulness. You know, some of us, we are chief complainants. Oh, we know how to complain. You complain. Every time you complain, change this year to people who rejoice. Give us this scripture, a message again. A cheerful disposition is what? Is what? Is what? It is good for your health. Good for your health. Good for your health. Every family creates time for joy. Create special moments. You can call it a laughter weekend. Can call it whatever name. Let everybody just come and laugh off tension. Laugh off the stress. You know, the stress of Nigeria is too much. Too much. That if you are not careful, it is killing enough. So let's laugh it off. Amen. Laugh it off. Look for something that can make you laugh. Husband and wife. Look for something that can make you laugh. If you have the kind of head Pastor Elade has, it's your husband. Just go and rub it. And say, why are you rubbing my head? He says, it's not your head only, it's my head too. And you laugh it together. You know, some of us, there's so much tension in our home. Your husband touch you like this, say, leave me. Your wife touch you small like this, say, Abba. When did that one start? And they are married though. The wife is telling the husband, when did that one start? Because she's not used to it. Let them start getting used to it. Amen. Amen. When last did you carry your wife on your lap? Hey, all this thing we are talking here now, when I get to, I will get risotto. Praise the Lord. You say, why do you want to do that? Am I a baby? Say, you are my babe. I said, you to say babe? I thought you are old fashioned. You are my babe. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Our God is good. You see why I wish that you are sitting by your wife now or by your husband. Hallelujah. This year we will not mourn. We will not lament. We will not sorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The second essential. Stay from that verse 1. We can't leave verse 1 today. Just stay on verse 1. The second essential is to pay close attention to the written word. Pay close attention to what? To the written word. Look at what Paul said next in that verse 1. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again. And it is a safeguard for your life. Paul's writings has now become an epistle for the church that we now read as part of the Holy Scripture. The Word of God remains the principal instrument for supernatural advancement. All our advancement in life must take their bearing from the Word of God. Any other advancement outside the Scriptures will not last. Only the Word of God endures forever. By the grace of God, we are encouraging us again this year. Wherever you stopped, you finished, you fell short last year, start all over again, reading through the Bible every year. Praise the Lord. Resolve in your heart to do what? To read through the Word of God. Like we have almost said, 3 chapters a day, you will complete the Scripture by the end of the year. If God grants you the grace, you are able to read 6 chapters a day, 10 chapters a day, you will finish much more earlier. While we are having the spiritual growth class this morning, I had the testimony of one of us who finished reading the Bible by the end of June last year, 6 months. I know for some of us, you have never attempted it. You think you don't have time. If you create time, in fact, 15 minutes, you can read 3 chapters. And I'll be showing you this morning that the Word of God is very crucial to the matter of our health. Amen. Amen. One benefit of the written Word of God that Apostle Paul mentioned in that verse 1 is that the Word of God is a safeguard. The Word of God is what? A safeguard. God's Word has the capacity to save. God's Word has the capacity to deliver. It's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. God speaks to the immediate and to the future. Hallelujah. So, God's Word is a safeguard. Safeguard means protection. It means shelter. It means precaution, safety measure, insurance. The Word of God is our insurance. Hallelujah. That is one obvious benefit of the Word of God from that verse 1. But you see, there are other benefits. And I want to speak just on the one that pertains to our health, because this is a healing, communion, and miracle service. And we are believing God that this year, concerning you, concerning me, we will not be going to hospital back and forth. They will look for your case in the hospital, and they discover that, they are not seeing you any longer. They will call you on phone, say, we have not seen you the past 6 months. What is the problem? Say, God has become my insurance. Hallelujah. This year, we will all enjoy divine health. I didn't hear your amen. I said we will enjoy what? Divine health. That will be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. One other benefit of the Word of God is that it brings divine healing. It brings divine health. Divine health is a state where, by the grace of God, you stop falling sick here and there. Divine healing is what you require when you are sick. God bring it to pass, but you need to sustain it with divine. If somebody has been having issues there's this unusual pain around, you know, the center of your head. The thing just come and pull you. It will stop. It will come again. This morning, that yoke is broken. It is broken. In the name of Jesus Christ, that yoke is broken to the glory and praise of God. So let's read again the word of God and mark the scriptures. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22. Proverbs 4, verse 22. Those of us that don't like to read the book of Proverbs, are you seeing so much treasure in the book of Proverbs this morning? Proverbs 4, verse 22. Let's read from verse 20. We will come to verse 22. I know Dome composed a song from this text. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. Verse 22. Can we read verse 22 together? For they are life to those who find them, and health to a man's body. No, this translation says to one's whole body. Your spirit, your soul, your body. Your spirit, your soul, your body will become held. Give us that same scripture, that verse 22. Message translation. Can you read it together with me, please? Those who discover these words, what happened to them? What happened to them, oh? They live. So this year, as you give attention to the reading of the word of God, to the study of the word of God, to hearing the word of God regularly like this, what will happen to you? You will live. I will live. We will not die. We will live in the name of Jesus. What did he say next? Body and soul, they are what? Bursting with earth. Bursting with earth. Let me look at your neighbor. I see somebody sleeping. Let me wake up, neighbor. Say, no. Don't sleep now. Praise God. So, what will the word of God do to you and I? It will cause us to live and to burst with earth. To burst with earth. Psalm 107, verse 20, very popular. I am the Lord that elect me. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word, and in my disease, I am the Lord, your healer. You are the Lord, you are the Lord. Sent your word, and you heal my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. I need to tell the church that God is healing even now. Don't wait until you begin to pray. God spoke to my heart this morning that I move mountains without people knowing it. You have growth in your body. God is moving it without you knowing it. All kinds of affliction that we hinder, impede on your advancement this year, God is uprooting them even without you knowing it. It's 2-3 days after now, you just suddenly say, ah, come, this thing is no longer there. What has happened to it? Baba has taken it away. Hallelujah. Look at Psalm 107. We are to read verse 20. But you know there's a context to verse 20 of Psalm 107. There's always a context. And I want to just take us through the context before we land in verse 20. Verse 17. Look at the word of God, though. He says, some became fools through their rebellious ways. What happened to them again? They suffered affliction because of what? Their iniquity. Sometimes sickness comes because of rebellion. Sometimes sickness comes as a result of sin. Sometimes sickness comes as a result of carelessness. What you eat, what not to eat. Some of us eat all kinds of stuff. You eat anywhere, anytime, anyhow. In fact, this 21 days fasting and prayer now, you are just praying for an emergency assignment in your working place so that you can have an excuse to do what? To escape. That will not happen this time around. In Jesus' name. You will be at home by force, by fire, to participate in the fasting and prayer. Amen. So that happened to them. Verse 18 says, they lost all food. They lost appetite. And they even drew near the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. And he saved them from their distress. And I was wondering, how did God save them from their distress? Verse 20 now gives us the answer. What did he do? He sent his word. God did what? Sent his word. I know he's sending his word to you this morning. I hope you are receiving the word of God. I hope you are eating the word of God. I hope you are digesting the word of God. I hope you will take time on your own this year. Every morning you report as a student, we report in the classroom and say, Daddy, I'm here now. What is your word for me this morning? What is your word for me this morning? I can guarantee you, you see God speaking. Amen. So verse 20, he sent his word. And his word did what? Healed them. That word did not only heal them, that word rescued them from the grave. Hallelujah. The word of God will deliver you from untimely death this year. In the name of Jesus Christ. If that is for you, can you shout 3 powerful amen? Amen. 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 The word of God will deliver us, will rescue us from death. He sent his word, and his word heals them. Exodus 15, verse 26. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Exodus 15, verse 26. Don't forget that Exodus 15 was when they came out of Egypt. Moses sang and they left and they got to a place where the water was bitter. And God, through Moses, turned the bitter water to sweet water. After that miracle, God now gave them a word for their health, for their healing. And what is the word of God? Verse 26. If you listen carefully to the Lord your God, pay attention to the word of God. Huh? You see, whenever I fall sick or one sickness is around me, I just say, God, where did I miss it? What did I do wrong? Because it's not normal for a child of God. He said healing is what? The children's bread. Ordinary crumb was what the Canaanite woman received for her daughter. Crumb. And the daughter got healed. And children of God that are entitled to the real stuff, how she will be carrying sickness? It doesn't glorify God. That scripture we just read say, I am the Lord who healeth thee. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Say, forget not all his benefits. Psalm 103, who healeth thy diseases. So here, give us the passage. Oga, who is there that is in a hurry to go home? Fasting, we break fasting first day like this at the end of the service. So it's not full day. Okay, so can we read it together? If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to what? To his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring, or did he say, I will not bring on you any what? Of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Can you raise your hand to heaven and say, Lord, from today, I accept you as my healer. I commit everything about my health unto you, Jesus. Be my healer. Be the healer of my family members. Thank you, Holy Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. 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 He sent his word, and his word healed their diseases. I want to make some declaration, and I want you to write this down as we declare this word over our lives. You know, the centurion understood that principle. Who taught him? Only God knows. A stranger, for that matter. His servant was sick. And they went to call Jesus. The man himself followed them and got to him and said, Oga, please, you don't need to come to my house. You don't need to come to my house. Even me, I'm a soldier. I know what it means to ask a soldier to do this, and he will do it. Come, and he will come. He said, just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. Jesus said, I've never seen this kind of faith in Israel. So what was it that Jesus said to him in Matthew, I think chapter 7, verse 7? He said, Matthew 8, 8, then Luke 7, 7. Can you see the coincidence? Matthew 8, 8, Luke 7, 7, you see the same account. He says, send the word. So when Jesus sent the word, what happened? The servant was healed immediately. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's look at Psalm 16, verse 10. And this is what will be happening to us by the grace of God in the course of this year. God's word will find expression in my life, in your life, in our families, in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 16, verse 10 says, because You will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see corruption, see decay. Verse 11 says, you have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. So shall it be unto you and to your family this year, that God will make known to us the path of life. God will fill us with joy in his presence. God will fill us with eternal pleasures at his right hand, in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 30, verse 3. It says, you, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. If you are that person that believes this word of God, can you shout amen to it? Amen. That this year, by the grace of God, God will spare your life from going to the pit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God will spare our lives from going to the pit. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 56, verse 13. Psalm 56, verse 13. Psalm 56, verse 13. It says, for you have delivered me from death, and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the light of life. Somebody who believes God and his word, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, this year, that from every death this year, you believe that God has delivered you in advance, can you shout a powerful amen? Shout a powerful amen. Shout a thunderous amen. God has delivered us from death. He has delivered us from stumbling. This year we will walk before him in the light of life. Hallelujah. Write the scriptures and encourage you. Declare them over your life and family regularly this year. Psalm 118, verse 17 to 18. Very popular verse of scripture. Psalm 118, verse 17 and 18. Amen. 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 Have you seen it? You've seen what Psalm 118 verse 17 says. What did he say? Eh? What did he say? Oh? What did that Bible say about Segun Adeleke? Eh? Okay. You are saying, you are putting your name. Okay, you will not die. Tell me the same thing too. You will not die. This year, you will not die. Look at your neighbor's face. Say, this year, by the grace of God, by the authority of the word of God, you will not die. You will live to proclaim the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Every of our covenants with death and hell this year, they are canceled in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every appointment with death over any life here, in this service, that appointment is canceled. I said that appointment is canceled. It's canceled in your family. Cancel over the men. Cancel over the women. Cancel over the youths. Cancel over the teenagers. Cancel over the children. Cancel over the pastors. Cancel over the deacons. In the name of Jesus. We shall not die. Amen. Amen. We will proclaim supernatural advancement. That's what the Lord has done. I love verse 18, which still shows the mercy of God. How good our God is. Said the Lord has chastened me severely. Which son, which correct son is not disciplined by the father? If you misbehave this year, Baba will give you pim, pim, pim. Eh? Baba will give you what? Pim, pim, pim. If you misbehave, Baba will just give you pim, pim, pim like this. Pim, pim, pim. We're chastening you. But see what he will not do. God will not give you over to death. Somebody came into this service, you are already saying in your heart, let me go prepare. This year may be my last year. Look at your neighbor. This is not your last year. It's your year of advancement too. It's not your last. Tell me too. It's not my last. It's not my last. Amen. Amen. No. God's word is sweet. And God's word is true. Finally, there's a word we must read. And you must agree with me. Agree with the pastors. Agree with the word of God. That this word will be true for Ikoyi Baptist Church. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 33, verse 24. Isaiah 33, verse 24. Isaiah 33, verse 24. I want everybody to be there before we read it and believe it and agree to it that this will happen this year onward in Ikoyi Baptist Church. It will happen in your family. It will happen in your workplace. That because of the covenant you carry, even your colleagues, they will enjoy this benefit. I was reading my Bible through, got to the story of Lot in Sodom. Do you know the only reason why God delivered Lot and his family was from Sodom was because of Abraham? The Bible said God remembered Abraham and delivered Lot. What we are receiving this morning, even in your workplace, your colleagues will benefit. Your family members will benefit. Your neighbors will benefit from it. So what is the covenant promise? If you don't mind, can we rise up at this point? Because this is the last scripture we are taking as we close, enter the communion. So before we read it, look at it. Look at that scripture. Do you believe the word of God? Do you believe this can happen in your family? That it can happen in this church? So let's read it. No one living in Zion will say, I am healed. And the sins of those who dwell there will be what? Will be forgiven. Yet this morning, God is going to be forgiving sins. As many that want to receive God's forgiveness, it is available. But we're interested, first of all, in that first part. You see, no one living where? In Zion. Zion talks about the church. Zion talks about the presence of God. So God is telling us, no one living in IBC will say, I am sick, I'm feeling unwell. Can God do this? Can God bring this word to pass? Father, hear the voice of your church. We are trusting you for Isaiah 33, verse 24, that from today onward in IBC, from today onward in our families, no one will say, I am healed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In our families, no one will say, I am healed. Some of you have children studying abroad. Can I say under God to you, you will not hear any report, no text message this year. Say, Daddy, I'm not feeling well. In fact, I couldn't go for my classes today. That report will not happen. No one living in IBC, no one living in our church, no one living in our families. We say this. Can you just raise your two hands to heaven and say, Lord, I receive health. I receive health, perfect health, for the journey of 2024 and the rest of my life. Don't bother whatever the doctors have told you, whatever is in your body now. I'm telling you, the thing will disappear, it will go. Some will go immediately, some will grow gradually. I'm telling you, the healer is still in the business of healing. Just raise your two hands to heaven as if you are going through MRI. MRI of God. Kapashata paraba. Rasoto palabosa kaposha. We accept you as our healer, as our family healer, as our congregational healer. We accept you, O God, as our healer, as our deliverer. This year, none of us will say we are sick, we are unwell. Blessed be your holy name. Glory be to your name. Can you say, Lord, I receive your healing fire. I receive your healing fire. I receive your healing anointing upon my life now, upon my family, upon this church. Yes, we receive the healing fire. We receive the healing anointing. We receive the healing fire. We receive the healing anointing. We receive the healing fire. We receive the healing anointing. We receive the healing fire. We receive the healing anointing. We receive the healing fire. We receive the healing anointing. We receive the healing fire. We receive the healing anointing. Kapa shata paya. Rasata poloba shata paraba sata palabas. Rasata palaba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord.
Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord.
raise your two hands to heaven. Don't pray, just be quiet before the Lord. Yes, fire, fire of healing, fire of deliverance. Yes, fall upon our head. Let that fire flow, let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow from the crown of your head. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Let every growth die. Let every skin disease be healed. Let cancer disappear. Let fibroid be uprooted. Fire of healing. Fire of healing. Fire of deliverance. Let it fall, let it fall, let it fall. Every hidden sickness waiting to manifest. Every hidden affliction waiting to come out. We set you on fire now. We set you on fire. Pentecostal fire. Our God is a consuming fire. We consume it. Yes, we consume it. We consume it in the brain, in the eyes, in the neck, in the chest. We consume it in the breast. We consume it in the kidney. We consume it by fire, 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 fire of the Holy Ghost. Let it burn to ashes. Every sickness that wants to hinder our advancement, every sickness that any agent of darkness wants to sponsor in the air, we receive healing in advance. We receive earth. We receive earth. We receive earth. We receive earth. Sudden sickness, they call it. We forbid it over our lives. We forbid it in every family. We forbid it in this church. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That sickness killed some others in your family. It has taken some of your friends. But for you, we announce divine exemption. Divine exemption. You are exempted. In the name of Jesus. What kill others will not kill you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. This year is not your last. It's only your beginning. In the purpose of God, you will advance on every side. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare upon you, according to the word of God in Psalm 1 verse 3, the tree planted by the rivers of water, the Bible says its leaf shall not wither. This year, Ikoyi Baptist Church, your leaf shall not wither. I speak to every family here, our leaf shall not wither. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, we shall bring forth our fruits in season. Whatever we do shall prosper. We shall not suffer any loss. No loss spiritually. No loss physically. No loss maritally. No loss in our families. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, according to Isaiah 60:20, it says, your sun shall not go down, and your moon shall not lose its shining. I declare over your life the word of God. I declare over your family, this 2024, you will not go down. You will not go down. In the name of Jesus. Your sun will not go down. Your moon will not lose its shining. In the name of Jesus, we shall not go down spiritually. We shall not go down physically. We shall not go down financially. We shall not go down materially. We shall not go down any area of life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This year, 2024, and beyond, I declare over us, by the grace of God, we shall go forward in the name of Jesus. We shall go higher and higher in the name of Jesus. The man will go forward in the name of Jesus. The woman will go forward in the name of Jesus. The youths will go forward in the name of Jesus. The teenagers will go forward in the name of Jesus. Our children will go forward in the name of Jesus. All our pastors and deacons will go forward in the name of Jesus. Ikoyi Baptist Church and all our daughter churches, we shall go forward only in the name of Jesus. According to the word of the Lord, in Proverbs 4:18, say the path of the righteous is like the shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So shall it be for us. This year, our path will shine brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter. From January to December. Brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. According to the scriptures, say, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. This year, receive hunger to pursue after God. Hunger for God. Hunger for the word of God. Hunger for the glory of God. Receive that hunger now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Insatiable hunger for the word of God. We receive it now. In the name of Jesus. We shall grow in grace. We shall grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name, Father. According to your word, in Psalm 33 verse 24, this year, no one living in IBC will say, I am sick. No one will say, I'm unwell. No one will say, I am healed. In the name of Jesus, we shall enjoy divine healings. We shall enjoy divine health. God will bless our food and our water and take away sickness and disease from among us. In the name of Jesus. As you go through this fasting and prayer, your earth will spring forth speedily. Your earth will burst forth speedily. In the name of Jesus. And I declare to you, upon every life here, according to the word of God, this year 2024, you shall not die. We shall not die. None in our families will die. We shall live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. For as many that the enemy has set traps, traps of death, this year, every pit of death, we cover it now. We cover it for you. We cover it for our families. Every pit of death, be covered, be covered, be covered, be covered, be covered. We receive divine escape, divine escape, divine escape, escape from death, escape from accident, escape from sorrow, escape from pain. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be your holy name. I prophesy over your life. You are going forward this year. You're experiencing quantum leap. In the name of Jesus, you will go forward in the purpose of God. You will go forward in the plan of God. You will go forward in your career. You go forward in your business. Go forward in your academics. Go forward in your family life. Go forward in every department of your life. Thank you, our Father. Glory be to your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Just wave your hand and just thank the Lord who has gone ahead of us. Thank you, Jesus. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you, our healer, our strengthener, our deliverer. Glory to your holy name. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most high place in your presence, Lord. Are you in church this morning? You're saying, Pastor, I want to start this new year with the Lord. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to surrender to Christ. I want to become a child of God. Can you raise your right hand wherever you are? I want to give my life to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Keep raising it. Let the heavens see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to start and continue this year with my Savior. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. There are others who raise hand. Please attend to them. If you are the gallery, I hope somebody's at the gallery to help people there. I want to start and continue my journey of life with Jesus. I want to give my life to Christ. Raise your right hand above your head. There's no better time to do it other than this first Sunday of the year. Last year, you know, you messed it up. You went back from following Christ. And you said, Pastor, I desire to come back. Can you raise your right hand to the Lord? Can you raise your right hand to Jesus? Whether you are the gallery or wherever you are, can you just come quickly? Just come quickly. Just come quickly. We are waiting for you. We are waiting for you. You may be seated, congregation, if you can stand. We are waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't stop any child from coming out. If a child is raising his arm, you've seen a child there. Help that child to come out. There is no higher calling. I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Deliver me today from the shackle of sin. I surrender my life to you, Jesus. Take over my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I will love you and I will serve you all the days of my life. Amen. Lord, we pray for this, your children, whom you have translated from darkness to light. We pray that the light of heaven will saturate their being now. Take away the heart of stone and give them the heart of flesh. Wash them in the precious blood of Jesus. Change their garments. Change their lives. Change their story. Give them the new life. Thank you, Holy Father. We give you praise. God bless you. Please, can you just go this way? You sit on those blue chairs.
By your mercy, so Lord, I am to worship you.
I'm my best.
By your glory.
Yeah. It's a communion of supernatural advancement. From where you are now, God is moving you forward. Where you are now is not where you will be December 31st. You will look back and see thousands of distance that God has helped you to cover within 1 year. In the name of Jesus. It's a communion of advancement from sickness to health, from poverty to prosperity. It's a communion unto deeper walk with God, deeper communion with God, deeper enjoyment of God in the year 2024. Just bow your head and just whisper your prayer to God. What do you desire personally? Apart from the general impartation that is coming our way, what is your expectation this year? Thank you, Father. And the night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat. For as often as you eat this bread, you eat in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup. The same manner, he blessed it. He said, "This is the new covenant in my blood. For as often as you drink this wine, you shew the Lord's death. You proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. It is in his death that we live. Every blessing that goes with the body and the blood of Jesus, we receive them in its fullness for our journey in the year 2024. None shall collapse on the way. None shall be missing on this journey. Amen. None shall die suddenly. Amen. None shall be kidnapped. Amen. None shall be involved in accident, Amen. Minor or major. Amen. There shall be no emergency connected to us. Amen. God will grant us all round peace, Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray, Holy Father, that none will partake of this communion unto judgment. Amen. May none partake unto sickness, unto death, unto pain. Amen. Rather, we shall partake unto healings, unto health, unto strength, Amen. Unto life. Those who came here weak, Amen. They are going back home extra strong. Amen. Not just for today, but for the entire year. Amen. None shall be healed in Zion. None shall be healed in our families. None shall be healed in this church. Blessed be your holy name. We declare this table consecrated in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5-7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.